I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Remember that song that goes, "Ain't nothing going on but the rent"? Well, that was the scene in the city last night where the Rent Guidelines Board moved a step closer to helping the mayor fulfill a campaign promise.
So as expected, a packed and boisterous crowd inside LaGuardia Community College for this initial vote that keeps the possibility of a rent freeze on the table. At the same time, though, it keeps increases potentially alive as well.
In accordance with my motion, you are voting on the adjustments I proposed, and that's 0 to 2% for a one-year lease and 0 to 4% for a two-year lease.
Kenny Burgos, the CEO of the New York Apartment Association, says he's not shocked by this.
Given that the mayor has been clear on his wishes, both from the campaign and even up until today, you know, it is disappointing given that nothing in the Rent Guidelines Board's own data warrants a rent freeze. So putting a 0% in the range is purely politics.
So what's next? There'll be five public hearings on this before a final board vote, June 25th. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
What appears to be another victory for the mayor as Governor Hochul announced a deal on a new $268 billion New York State budget. It includes a version of the mayor's Tax the Rich plan. Here's the governor.
We're finalizing the details of pied a terre tax to help close the city's budget gap without eroding its tax base or burdening hardworking New Yorkers.
This would reportedly be for second homes in the city valued at more than $5 million. Also as part of the deal, another $77 million to expand NYPD patrols on mass transit.
Last year's subway crime hit a 16-year low, but it's bigger than a statistic. It's about making every New Yorker who uses our subways feel safe for the first time in a long time. And now we're building on that progress.
There's also a $25 million expansion of Scout, or the subway co-response outreach teams, in which medical professionals are dispatched to help with the mentally ill on mass transit. Meantime, top lawmakers in Albany say the governor has spoken too soon.
There's no budget deal. There's no deal.
Yeah, that's Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie.
I said to her last night, I was comfortable with her saying to y'all, we were close. It is close. But this is what's wrong with this process. It's like, I'm going to only talk about policy, and then when I think the legislature has given me what I want on policy, then we'll talk about money. There's so many open issues on money.
As always, stay tuned. Another ICE incident getting attention in the city. This time, CBS2 says a Bronx man needed stitches after he was wrongly arrested by the feds. This happened outside a bodega where video shows what appeared to be three ICE agents cuffing Jury Concepcion. When they finally saw his ID, the family says they realized they had the wrong guy and dropped him off at a park, bloodied and far away from his home. He called his grandmother, who took him to the hospital, where he got several stitches. Well, during her budget speech, Governor Hochul talked about a bill that could give this particular family some legal options.
And when the boundaries are crossed, accountability matters. We're enacting a law to allow New Yorkers to hold all government officials responsible, including ICE agents, accountable in court when they violate New Yorkers' constitutional rights.
The legislation also bars ICE from schools, hospitals, and houses of worship without a judicial warrant. Another warning about a dangerous TikTok trend. This is the senior assassin water gun game. And Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says someone is going to get hurt.
The problem is that these kids are using water guns that look like real guns. I hate to say it this way, but it's not acceptable. You know, you can't have kids running around with guns that look like guns.
This already prompted a 911 call. It was Monday at Plain Edge High.
If we have a person with a gun at the school and we got a legit 911 call coming in like this one was, we're coming. And we're coming with emergency service, our BSO, our POP officers, community affairs, everybody's coming.
No injuries were reported, but the school was placed in lockdown for a time. Does your kid dream of being on a Broadway stage? Well, how about this for a good introduction?
We have a two-week intensive called Summer Stock Junior, where in 60 hours or 2 weeks, we put up a full show. And that includes costumes, lighting, set, sound.
That's Katie McAllister from Inside Broadway. She tells 1010 Wins registration is open for two different age groups.
The two camps are two different shows. The first show is The Lion King, Disney's The Lion King Jr. And that is for our students who are 8 to 13 years old. And then our second camp is Beetlejuice Jr., and it's for our older students, and that goes from 13 to 17 years old.
The kids will also attend a Broadway show, a matinee of Anne Juliet. McAllister notes that what they learn here, the kids can take into all aspects of their lives.
Theater skills are so important. They help in everything. They help you think out of the box. They help you with your communication, language acquisition. But for our students, we really want them to not only have a great, solid theater experience, we also want them to have a great life experience.
Learn more at insidebroadway.org. A construction worker who was among the responders downtown in the wake of the 9/11 terror attack is among the many who now need help. John Monteforte spoke to 1010 Wins.
I need a kidney transplant. A living donor would be ideal. But yeah, that's pretty much the only route. It's dialysis to stay alive or a kidney transplant.
John, a 45-year-old father of four, says he's convinced his illness is tied to the toxins at Ground Zero.
Trying to make the best of it. It's a struggle every day, but I got to keep pushing forward and try to be as good as I can be.
His website, kidney4jp.com. John DeBacker of Long Island Cat Kitten Solutions back here in the city for more rescues.
We're here trying to rally to get them to cooperate so we can save the pets before they die.
Yeah, he was up at 660 East 187th, the site of that fatal building fire in Belmont, the Bronx, where residents rallied begging officials to help find their pets who are still missing.
Get the cats out!
Yeah, one cat was successfully rescued, owner Magali Savadra.
A lot of emotions. We're just happy that he's here in our hands.
And all eight cats were missing, with at least one spotted roaming in the debris over the last week. Sadly, the remains of a 12-year-old dog named Rocky were also found. Today happens to be National Animal Disaster Preparedness Day, and AKC Reunite is out with tips for that. CEO Tom Sharp spoke to 1010 Wins.
To prepare for these disasters, we definitely recommend that you microchip your pet and have it enrolled in a 24/7 national recovery service like ours, so that if you are separated from your pet, it has that microchip that links back to you.
In addition, have an emergency go bag that includes food, water, medication, and key documents for each pet. Also, have a printed photo, he says, of your pet in case you're separated. And he even recommends practicing your emergency plan, identifying pet-friendly shelters and evacuation routes. Get more tips at akcreunite.org/relief.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.